right, y'all. This was our very first episode live. Y'all better get into it. We talked about Hemp Fest. We talked about Tasty Burger opening up in downtown Boston. And we talked about all the things we got coming up for you this season. Season 4 just started. Get into it. This is Boston Bossy, a.k.a. Mary Jane, and
Munchies, a.k.a. Kumi Jones. Go ahead and follow Mary Jane and Munchies at Mary Jane N, M-U-N-C-H-I-E-S, _ on Instagram and everywhere in your search engine.
Guess what, friend? We're on all streaming platforms. That means your Apple, your Spotify, your Pandora. If we're not on it, it's not good enough. Get into it. Pew, 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 pew. Season 4, hot and fresh.
Subscribe. Listen to all platforms. Bye.
What's up? It's your girl, Mary Jane. And
Munchies.
And this is Season 4, Episode 1, Mary Jane and Munchies. And we live. Bam, 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 bam.
Go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel. This is super duper simple. It's just click it. Just click it.
Like, subscribe, share. You don't know what to do every time. All right. Now that we took care of the business, let's take care of the intro. All
right, y'all.
Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies.
Y'all, we are alive. And let me tell you something. It took so much to get here.
Never would have made it.
Yeah. Well, and it's on Sunday, too. I felt a little choir in the back. Never
would have made it.
Praise the Lord. Yes, God.
And now you got Queenie Jones with you. You got Boston Bossy.
Go ahead and follow me at QUEEMIEJAGUINES. And
you can follow me, Boston Bossy, _ on all broadcasting and social media platforms. We're smoking a little bit of Purple Eclipse. We got an anonymous donation. We're going to call it Secret Spy. Because it sneak up on you. And yeah, baby. That's what we doing, baby.
Let me just say this. We've been in here all day. Really trying to align it. Get the light and perfect the mundo.
Get the room together for y'all. We went to sanctuary. Went to Sierra Naturals. We did all of that. And we stopped by some other friends. You know, you see the anonymous donations in the background.
Ah, yeah. Go ahead and shout out to all the people who supported us and got us to be live. Go ahead, go live. You and Q, do what it do. We here. This is our studio. We have so much more in store. You about to see all the angles real soon, real cool. We have here so much in store. Go ahead and let your girl get into the week.
Comment what you think about the background. If there's anything else we can add, anything else you want to see. Comment down below.
P.O. Box coming soon. Now, friend, guess what? I just started working in the best place in the world.
Where you started working, friend?
I work at a crab joint. As I smoke a joint. Do you know what a foodie needs? Like me? I'm a crab head, okay? A seafood connoisseur, if you will. Your girl is up here in dreaming.
Living her best life.
Ain't going back and forth with you niggas. I eat too much drink. You know what I'm saying? One thing I seen while I was working, though, I was like, I wish somebody would leave that order. Please, don't leave the order. Pay for it, but leave that order. Just one time for me, because you go feed.
Hopefully, she don't get sick of crab, because it's actually how I used to pay her. But anyway.
How you doing?
I'm doing, you know, blessed Ali Faison.
What you been up to?
Getting deeper into the cannabis industry. You know what I'm saying? Working on revamping my broadcasting. We back on Be Go Live. We are now on TikTok. We be going live. TikTok is popping. So if you already know, Boston Bossy _ get into it. It's going to change your life. You're welcome. And YouTube channel dropping.
What?
Days away, people. days away. YouTube channel watch.
Look, we're gonna hashtag her channel like 23 at me. Like, so everybody just gets tripped to, who is this little Panamanian girl? Like, she's such a cutie butthole. Oh my gosh.
Listen, I drop the link for y'all, I need you to run up the follows, because the content coming. You see this room? I don't know if y'all have ever seen this room before this, but we got the befores. So when you see the befores, you'll be like, damn, shawty. And we're gonna be like, yeah, we did that.
Us. Y'all, let me just tell you something. I tried to drill today. Y'all, I tried to drill into this wall and tell you how hard it was. I had to pull fucking reinforcements. Boss kept on telling me, bitch, you need help. You can ask for help you need. It's not about the help. It's just the way the wall is constructed. You know you're a prideful, constructive motherfucker when you be like, No. See, the way the wall is made.
This is a strong wall. This is a strong wall.
Strong.
Had I known it was a strong wall, I would have got a different bit for strong walls. I got a bit for regular walls. It's not no regular wall.
Look, let me tell you something. When it comes down to it, I'm just at the point where anywhere this DIY stuff, I would have to be like, okay, so how do you deal with strong walls? Real wood. None of no dry walls. You know, the walls that convert to the smoking walls. Look, anyway, Bossy.
We about to get into HempFest 2022. All the details, where we ate, who was there, who wasn't there, that we missed, and more. But first, we got to pay those bills. And you know, if you want to contribute, Cash App in the description.
Hell yeah. Go ahead and get into it. We've been through it. Go ahead and do it, y'all.
What's up? It's your girl Queen Jones, aka Munchies from Mary Jane and Munchies. I'm here to tell y'all all about a black, locally owned apparel brand called Renilly. Whether y'all are having fun in the sun in a t-shirt or staying warm and cozy with hoodies and gloves, Renilly has something in store for yo. Renilly is an excellent experiment in human excellence. Y'all, go ahead and find Renilly on RenillyOnEdge.com. That's RenillyOnEdge.com. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead and say, Munchie sent me. Bye!
So, we went to HempFest back in the day, and the story has been told a million times before. Mary Jane Munchie story. Quick story. I was so hangry the first time I went to HempFest. After a while, we were almost fucking dropped the dog about 9 times. Almost ate the dog, I'm pretty sure. So, you know.
I was pinning him pretty lovingly at the end. I'm gonna eat you.
We ended up
with a big potato.
Getting tasty burgers. But the fact that we had to hustle so hard and ask a nigga for help, niggas was acting like they didn't see Bishop was hungry. I'm a young lady that's hungry with her best friend. Bitch, fuck you. I was at that point. I was like two steps from fighting somebody about my hungerness. And Sabrina was starting to tell me. She said, girl, it's going to be okay. I know it's up there. It's up there. We can see the light. I remember her saying that. Girl, please, let me tell you. 2022. After missing 2021, that sneak
disc. Because they had a sneak one.
Bitch, fuck you and your motherfucking crew.
They knew we are the premier podcast for all things cannabis and cookie, and we should have been personally invited nonetheless.
Real true beef, but let me be humble. 2022 was a beautiful matter. Yeah. If you don't know by now, Boston Freedom Rally is one of Boston's
oldest events. The Boston Freedom Rally is an annual event in Boston, Mass, held on the third Saturday in September. It's traditionally the second largest annual gathering demanding marijuana law reform in the United States after the Seattle Fest.
She's the type of chick that likes festivals. I don't even like festivals. God knows that if God didn't create somebody that created a weed festival, that I would never have gone to something that large and in charge.
I need it.
19.
When we first met, I said to myself, the only thing she'll go to is disabled things or weed-related things. So I shot five.
2019.
Festivals we win.
Was not as crowded as motherfucking this year.
Listen, people might have forgot about it in 2019, but they remember it about 2022, John.
If you don't know, now you know.
Because I don't even think 2021, the sneak one, was that bad.
Honestly, it's one of the time periods that, like, you can't miss. If you are a Bostonian, this is the biggest, second to baseball, on this side of the country. You can't top the other side of the country because they've been on the ship for years. Fuck it, we know. But East Coast, I'm not even from here like that, but I had to say it like that. Boston has the biggest hemp-related motherfucking festival, second to the West Coast. So let me just tell you something. What'd you feel like going in that bitch?
Here's where my cheat and I differentiate. Being that my name is Mary Jane, you know I'm all things weed and all things weed culture. It was a beautiful gathering of thousands of people. Okay, when I tell y'all thousands of people, there was just tables set up where you could just reach your hand in and just give the guy whatever amount of money. He's like, yeah, here's a bag. Boom, you're done. Get out of here. Move on. There were eddies from here to the sun shining sea. It was a plethora of all things cannabis, all things CBD, THC related, and all things hemp related. It was magnificent.
Okay, so I feel like it was magnificent. I can't be a hater. I'm just on the spectrum, but I just was like, so many people. What am I gonna do if some shit pop through? Let me just tell you something. Boston Bossy knows that I come with the shits. I'm not that girl to try. That crowd was thick with everything she said plus more. You could go and get a bone. You could get a motherfucking Eddie.
You could get everything but lugs there.
I think there was some of them in the back door.
Probably.
You couldn't miss some of the more anonymous donors. You know what I'm saying? And you couldn't not get a bag there. If you was missing that bag, I feel like you were ignoring
the You position. Just didn't want money that day.
You did.
Because people were walking around like, I have the papers, the custom papers from Tyson. Where's some J's? Where's some weed? Oh my God, I need to buy it.
They wanted it all plus more. Fred, while we go up there, and the first thing I saw that was unique besides the day-to-day weed, it was the fact that why the fuck was niggas having shit that was like full-on edibles, but it was pizzas, steaks, burgers.
Listen, that's when you're in the world I'm trying to live in, y'all.
Let me tell you something. We'll definitely show you some footage. We can only show you so much on this whole situation of social media, but more to come on Mary Jane and Munchie's YouTube channel. I will say this. When it comes down to it, you have to be ready for the level of money you want to bring. We need to bring 250, 500,000. A thousand, not 500,000, but if you rich, bitch, go ahead and ball. I'm not even trying to tell you.
I think if we make 250 a piece, we're fine.
Oh, yes. Bones and motherfucking.
Because we spent so much less and had a great time.
You know what I think?
That if we brought too much, it wouldn't be as fun because then we have to carry all that stuff around. If we got too much, we would lose some of the experience of having to figure out how we're going to make this amount last for the day.
But luckily for us, guess what we did? We went to City Smoke Shop. That is year-round going down with all the glassware. Okay, let me just tell you something. When it comes down to it, City Smoke Shop is all around Greater Boston. First off,
accessible. Multiple locations.
Second off, great customer service. We had whole conversations.
Our favorite store is located in the Boston Common City Smoke, right behind the flower cart. So if you're in the city of Boston in this location, that's our favorite. Shout out to all the staff working there throughout the day. All right. We want you to go there, check them out, say that Mary Jane and Munchie sent you.
Let me let you know. Best staff. Sorry, I had to say it with my chest. Because let me just say, I'm pretty sure at this point, they were one of the most kindest smoke shops that I've been to. In the description below.
In the description below. I'm getting my YouTube 101. I'm going to have y'all down that next episode. I was over for y'all.
Period. Y'all. So, I could have bought a lot of street weed. Okay. I could have got a lot of anonymous. But let me just say, the weed that we actually got were part of the motherfucking games. The games were stupid cool. If you ever go to Hempfest, if you aren't playing the games, the free raffles, the motherfucking contact, callbacks, email list, why would you not?
You're doing it wrong.
Y'all.
Hempfest is all about the swag and the knowledge. That's it, man. Swag and knowledge.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. More about Hempfest in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Pay your bill. And through my affiliations with my best friend, you know, for those who know, get it, and for those who don't. I'm that girl. I'm affiliated with those girls. And Sanctuary Coaster on Deck. I'm going to hold this on the screen. If you're watching our YouTube channel, you'll see a QR code. So have your friend go ahead and QR code this shit up. Because now I must put the rest of my drippy ass glass on this coaster. All right, we're back, y'all. So.
Back like we never left, yo.
Anyway. Needless to say, best friend, I have a quick question for you. Mm-hmm. When we were at Hempfest, when we were eating, did you feel like we should eat more? Be honest. Because there's so many edibles. We had fried dough, but give it to me, sugar.
I feel like we should eat more at the festival. But see, that's what I really loved about 2022. 2019 had us thinking like, man, we should have brought more with us. Mm. 2022 had us thinking like, we should have brought more money because there was so much more to get. There was at least 4 slushy people.
All true. Infused. And it was hot as fuck.
And I was like, why aren't we getting a slushy friend? Why aren't we getting a slushy? He's like, oh, the moment is past. I'm like, I think it could come back.
You ain't never lied.
It could. So I think we just have to be a little more brave. I love that we started off with fried dough as our like opener with our appetite. Mm-hmm. I love that. I think I like to keep our tradition of where we eat Tasty Burger. I just wish we would have more, you know, so that we could have just tried some more sides.
Guess what the fuck was actually in the league? And telling you, it's some side tangent shit. Real seafood connoisseurs know what the fuck it is. Again, I will say. Why freaking the shaking crab down there? We had went to... Whole different
thing. We went to Shaking Crab on Boylston Street. When we was looking down on you hoes. He was like...
It definitely was TikTok worthy, but I'm going to tell you my note and conversation. Okay, it was in the league. But what the fuck happened was they made it not handicap accessible for my friend. Why the fuck we had to climb stairs? Why the fuck?
A lot of stairs.
Did we have to be in that bitch? Like, didn't we have just a whole floor down here?
Yeah, and then it's like... What?
The fucking bar, y'all, was put there. Cute, right? But why the bar wasn't affiliated with Shaking Crab anymore? Shaking Crab know they wrong where they should have just put this location on hiatus during COVID instead of adding this whack-ass non-motherfucking existing restaurant. Like, this was a restaurant that they were trying to have
with $8 oysters that nobody can get unless they send in a certain place, but they don't even have no more, so it don't even matter if you can't get them because they ain't got them. What?
What the fuck was that? So that's why it got obsoleted. Now, the new crab joint is where I like to call the Crab Shack. Okay? Don't knock it till you try it. That's all I can say. Anyway, back to Hempfest 2022.
Back to Hempfest 2022.
Y'all, so Bossy Bossy did kind of tell me that we should have got slushies multiple times. Now, when we end up getting was bars.
Bars.
Which we talked about in our last episode. Go ahead and listen back. If you're watching, those bars were muy delicioso. I can definitely say that the whole Boston Bossy team enjoyed that. All our staff got free edibles. It was an exchange of love and wealth. We did not get any like culinary industrial food, you know what I'm saying?
True that. we really searched out for someone that we had the first time to give that old thing going, you know?
That's what she chemistry. Said. That's what she said. I'm going to let you know, I did not want to have nothing that I can make at home.
Fair enough. Definitely not those beer battered fries.
What the fuck was that? Why are you having anything beer battered at a hemp fest? So, who's the who's best friend?
For me, it was Mystic Timber. They're a roach clip company. I love the idea that it's natural wood with that steel tip, but it's far away from your mouth. And I feel like it's great for the disability community as well. It's a very accessible product.
It's giving me very 1930s.
It is. It's giving you very much cigarette filter, Virginia Slim. I'm here to slay, not play. So shout out to Mystic Timber. We can't wait to have y'all on the show. We're going to have the description of all what they have to offer, as well as a link to their website and their Instagram in the description below.
All right, y'all. So next one. Let me tell you something. In commemoration of getting good weed, we got pre-rolls as well. Pre-rolls were pretty much... It was 10 out of 10 to experience to get a free pre-roll, but it was good.
I feel like one of them was just very, like, on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being the most amazing weed ever consumed freely, and 1 being doo-doo. It was like a 3.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas the other one was definitely an 8.
Yes. Now, let me tell you something. Real shit. I'm on that next level path of, like, only good weed can come in these lungs because I'm so... into this cannabis life. I can't just afford to just sling weed around up in these here body parts. I have to say, I was happy that they gave real pre-roll cone experiences. Sometimes it just looked like a nigga lit some of the shit the niggas were selling is just was like suspicious. No, I don't need your pre-roll blunt.
It was just like, did you roll up blunt with your mouth?
That's a real question.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Best friend. Now, your honeyman was there.
Shout out to the honeyman. Hey, love you, honeyman.
And as
so, the honeyman is the best experience of HempFest, point blank, period. The honeyman is at the beginning of HempFest giving you concentrated THC infused honey shots. You know how Megan Stallion rides the boat? Well, you gotta ride that honey train if you really bout that life.
Honey man, if you listen to this, please get in contact with us because
you didn't
finish submitting your job form.
You really didn't. Now, honey man, we need you on the show. We need your products in our products. We need you, honey man.
Yeah, our products
You're
in
so
our products.
Sweet.
Guess who was actually somebody that we got a great little sample from?
Who? Oh, we did get some banger chocolate from Trulieve. Shout out to them, located in Framingham, Mass. You can definitely get it on Lantern. Look through Leafly at your local dispensary. So wherever you're watching this, you can definitely get it. They're a national brand all up and through the Northeast. They're fire.
On that, so let me just tell you this part. Before I say that HempFest was... hard because I was just neurodivergent and shit. That's just like a tackle buddy. I feel like real talk, the best thing I can say is everybody was there for the same reason. Cannabis culture needs HempFest.
Cannabis culture is nothing without HempFest.
Nothing.
Because it's solo. But HempFest brings all different types of smokers together. We all know the vibe. We know what's up.
True.
We smoke.
Now, I want people to understand it's hard to be a cannabis entrepreneur. So anybody who's out here getting it, doing it, out here getting it, doing it, and doing it well, salute to you, okay? Because we know as cannabis entrepreneurs ourselves.
Cannabinoirs, if you will.
This, I can smell it through the package.
You got to drop it and tell us what it tastes like.
For people who are not watching, again...
She's now opening the individualized packet of Banga chocolate. It is in a square form shape. She's tasting it, salivating the taste.
Yes, I did that. Oh, that's fine. Mm. I didn't put it all the way in my mouth right now. It's no
good. Go ahead, friend. You got to get into that.
How much?
When I had the other one, it was like,
It was good. This right here is the straight up chocolate. I can only imagine what the infused one is going to be.
They're delicious.
Again, this chocolate, it tastes like it came out of a motherfucking pastry shop.
It damn near did. You get your hands turning like, Mon de
vida. Period.
On a punk pussy.
Now, I want to cut right here. Mm-hmm. Before we end this lovely episode, y'all.
I know you want to know, where did we eat on Hempfest? Downtown Crossing got a tasty burger. So we crossed right across the street from the Commons to Downtown Crossing by Winter Street. And we had, what burger did you get?
I got the jalapeno burger.
I got the Sunrise burger, which is the burger I always get. Got fries. I introduced her to the malt vinegar on fries that they do with like fish on chips.
My boyfriend Reckless was there, and we definitely was trying to feed him, but he was like trying to get like one fry at a time. I was like, I don't really want any, thank you. I was like,
I'm fasting because I'm a strong man.
Why he gonna tell me when I got hungry after him fast? I did go and get me a tasty burger because it's undeniably delicious.
Undeniably. One of the better things I've ever put in my mouth after a ham fest.
So when you get the sun, what is it called? Sun what?
The Sunrise Burger.
The Sunrise Burger. Do you have to bust that yolk?
It depends on who cooks it. Mm. The right chef, you have to bust the yolk, but it's not Five Guys level bust the yolk. It's more like a fried egg on top.
Okay.
But the yolk is always like just cooked. Yeah, it's not like an all the way cooked crumbly yolk.
Right.
But, you know, it just depends on who's cooking it, honestly. It's kind of like a Waffle House deal. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Don't say nothing about
it. You know how it is with Waffle House.
We had this anonymous donut weed, and I'm up here so high right now. That sounded like I should I do copycat videos of Waffle House recipes?
Yes, and you should let me taste all of them.
Oh, my God. Do you have a Waffle Maker?
Yes.
I'm going to see the content in your hands. Okay.
Shout out to my dudes for buying all them things I can't use. You know me. This Hempfest was amazing because our culture exploded. Oh, it was all over the Commons in a respectful way. So thank you so much to the Boston Freedom Rally organizers for having us. We hope to be there officially in some capacity next year. But this year, thank you for just putting on an amazing, safe,
put on
well educational event.
Now, let me just say this right quick. We noticed that there is some cannabis business that is popping through right in the most stupid, amazing location. Talk about marketing. They gonna put the cannabis business right by a Taste Burger and a soup shop. You know potheads love both of them.
I said, look at you. Weed and food working together.
Yay. Alright, girl. How is live streaming going for you?
You know, it's been an up and down battle, if I'm being perfectly honest. But, you know, post-pandemic, I'm just having to find myself again. And I really feel like TikTok and Bego Live speak to who I am as a broadcaster now. So if you want to catch me on Bego Live, that's Powerpuff88. That's the Bego ID. If you want to catch me on TikTok, that's BostonBossy_. You can check out my videos, but I would love to catch you on a live so we can talk in person. You can talk with Boston Bossy herself. Chop it up on them hard topics that are only covered on Boston CES. Because over here, we do everything cannabis and cooking. And how about you, Kimmy Jones? How has being an influencer been in 2022?
Okay, so I'm going to bust this through. So as you know, I went to Vermont. Worked, had a phenomenal time, learned a lot. Was able to do as much content as your girl could produce out her porch. You know how I feel about my porch.
Check the video link in the description for her, one of her vlog videos about Vermont.
Also, go ahead and look at Big Bell TL for anybody who is interested in putting a little baby nephew, Damon's baby, which is the pronouns that we use for them, they babies, and go ahead and have any masculine energy look towards their summer vacation being up at Vermont. Anyway, so came back, did that. Thought that influencer things are going to happen overnight a little bit still. I'm not going to even cap you. But I got a job somewhere where I was like, you know, God wants you to be up here. You don't have to get a job. I live with my parents, y'all. I don't have to do that shit.
Anybody got time for that?
It's very, very part-time, okay? Because I will be doing three different podcasts. This young lady right here trying to do her podcast again, so.
I'm doing my podcast again because look at this studio, y'all. I gotta record some spicy things over here, like, and let me tell you something else, ladies. But catch y'all on Boss and Bosses, yes.
Now, I'm going to catch y'all that Boss and Bosses channel is going to be launched in 2023. So, when she is going and pushing her content out, go ahead and follow her up. Be ready for that channel to drop. Go ahead and subscribe. Now, I'm going to tell you how I thrive. Now, y'all might be wondering, why am I always hyping up Boss and Bosses shit like this? Because I'm a producer. I love her. I'm her fan.
And because I'm Creamy Jones's biggest fans. I mean, when y'all taste Creamy Drip, when y'all get into some of what they got going on at the Flavor Factory, you'll be like, why did I get a ticket to go in? Because you didn't believe. God did.
Oh, God. All right. So, my content is going to be transformative. If you've checked out How to Cook Eggs video, if you check out any of them key fucking words, eggs, cookery, you know how we do in the jiggery. Anyway, so, y'all, go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube page because we are advancing in the cook good and look good culture. If you haven't subscribed,
subscribe, comment, and share.
Go ahead and subscribe. Period. Subscribe, because that's how I get alive. I'm cooking a lot of food for you guys. I just really want you to prepare for the holiday season in 2023. How about that? Thank you to all the followers that have been coming through for Mary Jane and Munchies. I am super duper happy. Like we said, Mary Jane and Munchies loves what everything, food, cannabis, and homegirl. We them girls.
Period.
Oh my God.
Yum, yum, yum in your tum tum. Say what's up to Mary Jane and Munchies. Yum, yum, yum in your tum tum. I'm so space cadet right now off of these two blends together. I'm just barely holding it together by a thread.
Hold on. I guess that's the reason why we should conclude. Thank you so much for listening.
Joining us on our very first live episode. Thank you so very much. Shout out to Creamy Jones for all her hard work putting the studio together, getting the aesthetics right. That's why she's the backbone. She's not behind me. She's not in front of me. She's right beside me for this great journey that we on. Check out her videos. She's on her journey to 1,000. So make sure that you follow Creamy Jones on all platforms.
Because this is what we do on here.
Chasing the bag. Chasing the bag.
I get paid. Okay? Let me sell you. Let me go ahead.
Shout out to our sponsors.
Shout out to Sanctuary. Shout out to Sierra. Shout out to the Anonymous Stoner. Shout out to all y'all.
Shout out to Renelli. Shout out to Cameron. Shout out to We Can Deliver. Shout out to all of y'all.
Shout out to Kings of Christ for this wonderful apparel. Shout out. We got it all.
Gang gang.
Drip drip.
Bye.
Mary Jane and Munchies.
Mary Jane and Munchies.
Mary Jane and Munchies.
Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies.